It's what we call a mixed method study. So there's quantitative portion where we analyze, you know, what courses lead to what outcomes and the differences between the students who go this route versus that route. The qualitative portion is really the heart of the project. And we're trying to, like you say, get the stories and see, okay, among the students in high school, what type of messages are you hearing about where you should go after high school? Is there a stigma to, you know, going into a community college to pursue an AS degree? Are your teachers, counselors encouraging you to go this route? Or are we talking about a situation where there's more resources and attention paid to the students who are taking the top classes, like, you know, the kids in calculus versus the ones in Algebra 2? Then in the college, we're looking at students who start these programs and say, well, what are your goals? What are your aspirations? What are you, you know, what do you see yourself doing with this degree? And then interviewing them, conducting focus groups at different stages to find out the challenges that they've had, the successes that they've had, and, you know, where they see themselves kind of in the big picture once they finish their degree. And, of course, talk to faculty and administrators in community colleges to get a broad sense of what they're trying to accomplish, trends that they've seen over time. One thing that's interesting doing this work is students can tell you kind of one time point and one experience. Faculty and administrators are the gatekeepers. I mean, they can tell you the trends that they've seen over time, so they can tell you, you know, what type of students tend to drop out, what type of factors challenge the students. You know, for example, I have a paper coming out that interviews students in engineering programs, BA degree programs, and faculty, where they kind of have this dueling narratives paper about working outside of engineering. And it's amazing how the students say, well, I need to work because I want to be a student. But the faculty are like, no. We see so many students, they work, they get off track, they take 6 years to complete a 4 or 5 year degree. And so the richness of the stories that students can tell you from their own experience versus what faculty can tell you from years of seeing students go through these pathways is really important. And comparing and contrasting those stories is really key. And then going out into the local workforce and talking to employers and say, well, you know, what type of skills do students with this degree bring to the table? How are these students doing? Do you see yourself employing more students out of these programs? How have the, particularly the engineering technology programs, what do you think the community colleges are doing well? What do you think they're not doing well in terms of preparing these students for the workforce? What are some things you'd like to see the high schools and community colleges do to better prepare the local workforce, you know, for the, you know, the next decade and moving forward?